Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
One thing I did want to ask you about, and this is a serious topic here has come up on the show, you think we're still invited to A-Rod's Christmas party?
Oh, yeah. 100%, man.
So no matter what,
you think
we're getting that invite?
Absolutely. I don't think that will be rescinded just because things may be changing.
You sure about that?
I'm positive. A-Rod's team beat Teen Sal.
Okay.
More than he is team WFAN. Just kidding. I'll mess around with that part. We're definitely still invited. I was talking to him last night.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. Anything interesting?
Hey,
can you ask him... If it's okay if I bring my Emmy, because you know I won an Emmy at SNY, the only one that I won.
Yes.
It was like it was 2013, and the Emmy was for Sports Night, the A-Rod PED scandal.
You gotta be kidding me.
And I'm thinking maybe I bring it.
You should have him sign it.
That's what I'm thinking. Or at the very least, they'll take a picture with him. Like, hey, here's me, my Emmy on A-Rod and A-Rod.
Yeah, we're gonna walk into his penthouse with you holding an Emmy.
We will not
walk in together.
Do me a favor.
I can promise you that.
We
might Uber there together. I think we are, but I ain't walking in with you if you bring that thing.
You just float that by him, see how that goes. All right, BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019 is the number. Called John is calling from Huntington. What's up, Johnny?
John.
How we doing? You guys mentioned Hot Stove, and I was like, I got to call in on this.
Let's go.
BT, you mentioned Jazz. So we mentioned a couple weeks ago, Tatis, possibly with the Padres money constraints, is on the table, and I think that's a perfect flip. You throw Jazz over to the Padres for Tatis, maybe throw in a couple pitchers, like a Warren and a Ben Hess, and you bring over Tatis to play left field, and now you got Judge and Tatis in the corners for the next, what is it, whatever's left in Judge's contract for the next 5-6 years. And then with that being said, you open up now being able to trade Spencer Jones and Dominguez, because where are they going to play? It's and now that brings in the Paul Skeens thing, because you can literally make the Pirates an offer they can't refuse.
Such as?
You get Jones, Dominguez, you go a heel.
Lombard.
Maybe even get rid of the – No, I would even, you know what? Keep Lombard, give him Volpe, who can play now.
John. You're not controlling those conversations, John.
Oh, I'd even give him Volpe instead of Lombard. Yeah, guess what? You're not getting Skeens then. Come on. Okay. Sorry, John. I thought we were done there. Yeah, come on. They would laugh you off the phone just the way we laughed you off the phone like that. You got to be coming with something better than that. Man, you had me, at least for a little bit, up until you said, oh, we'd rather give him Volpe than Lombard. No, they would want Lombard for starters. They want Schlittler as well.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, come on, we talked about this. For Skeens, now you'd be open to doing that, obviously. But for Skeens, you're not getting him with anything less. And by the way, that might not even be able to get Paul Skeens.
Unlike Scoobal, where it's a rental, you're not going to give up a Schlittler or a Lombard for the rental. You'd have to give up a lot of other stuff. No, anything with Skeens, with what, 3-4 years of controllability, I mean, they're the ones setting the rules. And if they say they just keep saying more, 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 and you just keep digging into your prospect bag and saying, here you go.
Yeah.
Are we done yet? Because I want to really make this deal happen.
Just name your price. It's basically a blank check of prospects. Name your price. What do you want from our system? And then we'll get back to you. And they'll probably pick five or six guys. And then maybe you counter and say, how about these four? And they say, no, we're good. And you say, okay, here's the five.
Yeah.
You know, that's how we'll go with Skeens. What about Tatis Jr.? I like the idea of him more to the Mets. I guess I wasn't thinking about it as it pertains to the Yankees, because you know you have Judge in right field. I wouldn't want to move Judge. The next time I move Judge, if I'm the Yankees, it's to first base
or DH.
Yeah, okay, but a combo,
whatever that is.
Fair enough. It would not be to a corner outfield spot on the opposite side of the field.
Yeah, especially in spacious Yankee Stadium, where left center field is a lot of room. It's Death Valley. Right. If anything, you really playing left field is not that different than playing center field at Yankee Stadium.
So then can Tatis do that? Would you feel comfortable with him?
Yeah, I take my chances with that.
He's a Platinum Glove winner.
Of course I think
he's
got a rocket.
Yeah.
I know. Maybe he's going to be a little less than what he is defensively in left than he is in right. I mean, right field, he's basically like, whether it's Winfield, whether it's Barfield, you name any old, Dave Park or any baseball player that's got a cannon. He's got the same, he's 99 percentile in terms of arm strength. So, yeah, listen, he's 26. He's got the PED stuff.
Yep.
He's had some injuries. The shoulder's popped out of place a few times. And a couple times it wasn't even on a very aggressive, violent motion, which worries me. He's in the middle of a 14-year, roughly in the middle, 14 years, $340 million deal. I think it's possible that he's dealt. I feel like he won't be. But if he is, I think the Yanks and the Mets need to be on the phone, and more than on the phone, among the first in line to have a serious conversation.
You
have to have that conversation.
Would you rather have him than invest in Kyle Tucker?
I think I would. Yes, I would. I would. Tell me why, though.
Well, there's a little bit of baggage there. I just think I love the fact that he is a Platinum Gold Glover.
Yeah.
I feel like from a Mets perspective, you put him in right field, you move Soto to left, now you upgrade both positions because Soto defensively will be better in left than Nimmo was. I know he's not great, but still, to me, Soto can move still.
Yeah, I agree.
He actually throws the ball. Nimmo had trouble doing that.
I like Soto's arm. It's the other stuff. He's got a good arm.
Understood. So then you have lockdown defender in right field and just a right-handed bat that's a solid big league all-star performer, not to mention the other stuff that he does well. I don't know. With Tucker, there's an unknown now. New York is an unknown animal for both those guys. We haven't seen that yet. The knock with the Mets is that now you're making another big-time commitment. How many years do you have left on his deal, did we say, with Tatis?
Talking about Tatis, he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. 9 years left. It's a big commitment.
Yeah.
There's something about Tatis Jr. that I love.
Yeah, that's different than Tucker.
Correct.
I know what you mean. Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing, and I don't know that I would boil every decision just down to purely economics, but I'm going to make the economic comparison here and just why I think it's more sensible for the Yankees, if this comes up, to go for Tatis rather than Tucker. So we're all thinking, and this is based with industry, sightings, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The common thought is, Kyle Tucker is going to get nine years at least get you a second conversation. 10 years is the real starting point. And then when it's all said and done, it probably tips toward 380, 390, maybe four bills. That's him. Well, you've got 9 years left of Tatis at $292 million. So if they're going to be about the same length commitment in terms of years, you're going to save about $100 million if it's Tatis over Tucker.
Right.
And there's more dynamic qualities with Tatis. Better arm, better foot speed. Tucker's a good outfielder.
Who do you think's a better offensive? Who do you think's a better offensive player at this point? You have any of the numbers off?
I got everything.
Okay.
I got Tatis, actually.
Okay, then let me get Tucker.
And I had Tucker, but I could easily get him.
I had both as well. All right,
okay.
Give me... I'm at Tucker. You want career or you want...
Give me Tucker's career OPS.
Because for Tatis, when you do the Tatis, it would be the last three seasons.
Yeah.
Meaning post-PED.
Correct.
Because his PED
year,
he had 42 homers, I wouldn't do that. So I have Tucker.
And by the way, since then, he's never hit 42.
And that's what
and
I'm
he's
saying.
Never hit more than 30, but he's had injuries.
That's my point.
Okay, good.
So I think he's more sitting where he is, but there's consistency
I know.
In those 3 years and solid numbers. What's his OPS over the last three seasons?
I'm going to have to round this up.
No, just give me each year then.
Oh, okay. 770, which stinks for a star.
Right.
830, which is good.
Yeah.
814, which is good. It's not
okay,
out of
those
this world.
Are the last three seasons?
Last 3 years.
So this is where Tucker has him beat. 886, 993, yep. 841.
Now listen to the ones preceding the PED suspension. Yeah. 969,
yeah.
937, 975.
Yeah,
that's a
okay,
big
but that's pre-PED. So
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I would bet, if you're taking on Tatis, you're betting he's more the player that he was the last 3 years. Give me the homers, ribbies, and average the last 3 years.
Not one. 25 and 78, yep. 21 and 49, obviously missed a ton of time there. And then 25 and 71. Now, each of those years.
There's consistency there, though.
There is, but each of those years, basically 30-plus steals a year. But you're talking about, do this quick average of a 260. That's about 270 in there. Roughly 270 batting average. You know, I mean, it's.
What are we looking at with the strikeouts? Under 100? What is Tatis?
141. What are those seasons?
The last 3 years?
Yeah, 141, 96, but he missed 60 games. And then 129.
Yeah, Tucker's on. I think Tucker's a better offensive player.
He is.
What about these steals there for Tatis?
You're talking about roughly 30 a year.
Yeah, so
when he plays a full year.
I mean, Tucker, even in a down year last year, had 22 and 73. That was in 136 games. The OPS, obviously, a big factor there. Tucker in 2024, who played 78 games, he had 23 homers. So, I mean, I think the. There's something about Tatis Jr. that I love. It's not just the platinum glove. It's maybe the energy, the excitable player that he is. But Tucker may be the more sound, certainly better offensive player if you're just going based off of OPS and the power numbers post-PED. Pre-PED, and who knows what's what.
Well, but now go... True.
Different
but now,
story.
True. But now go back to this. This goes down... You know, if you're looking for a bargain, which the Yankees and Mets should not be, just do whatever it takes to win a championship. We all believe that. But, you know, the Yankees haven't done that. We'll see what the Mets do this offseason. But... You're paying Tatis over $100 million less for what we anticipate Tucker getting. So the down, like the drop-off in offensive production, which I think is undeniable, advantage Tucker, is it enough saving $100 million and being able to spread that around the rest of the roster moving forward? Is that enough to make that something desirable to the Yankees or the Mets or whomever?
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Chris is calling from Michigan. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Just want to say I'm going to keep up on your guys' social media to see what ends up happening. I love you guys. Always have. And always will follow you.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
It's nice.
So I just wanted to say, I actually think Juan Soto and Mia Khalifa are...
Fine, and thank you.
Oh, man. I don't know if he's wrong, but hey, come on, Chris.
I mean... Come on. Dove dumped that, so it's...
Oh, did he? You probably have to dump that, Dove.
You could have left that, Dove.
Come on.
Because we can't repeat it, or at least I'm certainly not going to repeat it.
I'm not going to do it either, but I think we could.
It wasn't necessarily... It didn't need to be dumped. But what he was saying, to try to put this in the cleanest way possible, as I sift through this in real time through my mind, what Clint was saying was that Juan Soto and...
His patience.
Mia Khalifa have... A similar skill set.
Yes.
In that Soto takes a lot of pitches.
Mm-hmm. That aren't strikes, the opposite of strikes, right. To be a little bit more specific.
And she takes the same thing.
Yes, she does. Takes the opposite of strikes as well.
But I don't know what that has to do with anything other than it was funny and also crass. Good. And I'm not sure how much you and I want to get into that.
Well,
others,
we're good.
We let others dabble
with
that.
We stuck our toe there deep enough. We're good now.
What? Scott is calling from Manhattan. Scott?
What's up, guys? Yeah, no, Khalifa's got a great eye at the plate. But I just wanted to say two comments. First is a non-baseball, then we can get into baseball. But BT, you may never be Bruce Willis. Sal, maybe not Mike or the Mad Dog, but you guys are both BT and Sal, and I've really enjoyed listening to you guys for as long as you've been on the air. Big part of my midday. So whatever happens, I'll miss you.
Thanks, buddy.
Do a great job.
Appreciate that.
To the station crowd.
Thanks.
Thank you.
To the baseball point, I feel like the Mets have a ton of pitchers who you kind of don't want in the rotation at this point. You've got some young guys. You've got some guys that have fallen off, let's say, over the past year. What are your thoughts on if moving any of these guys to a potential closer spot if Diaz, you know, hopefully he does. But if he doesn't come back, a guy like Senga even, you've got McGill, maybe
well,
even Peterson.
I think, well, Scott, hold on. Let me cut you off. I said this yesterday. Sure. I think you just put Holmes there. If the Mets don't get Diaz, say the Dodgers get him, or Toronto, and he's not here, well, then I think what you do is your closer is Devin Williams, and then I think you could easily transition Clay Holmes to the setup, which I think would be, you know, wouldn't be quite, you know, Diaz and Devin or whatever, or even a Roscoe McDowell, but I think it would be pretty good.
But
I do.
Holmes has proven to be a quality starter for them.
Proven and, to be a quality reliever as well.
I
an
know,
all-star.
But it's more valuable to me. It's more valuable as a starter. Now, I'm talking about a fourth or fifth starter in what should be a much, much better rotation as far as the front end of it goes.
Correct.
And I would only do that in the case of an emergency later in the year or in the postseason, if need be, having him come out of the bullpen. Once you make that transition, for me, the question would be, did you think Clay Holmes did enough to prove he can be a successful starter in the big leagues a year ago?
Yes. He was the one who pitched against Miami. He's the only one who pitched
correct.
Well.
Me too. So with that being the answer, why would I then be looking to make him a reliever again? I wouldn't. I just as well go out there and get some of the lesser relievers to pair along with Brooks Raley and A.J. Minter and Devin Williams in the back end of that bullpen. I actually think the Mets' back end of the bullpen is loaded already. If they bring Diaz back, now you're talking about a super pen.
Well, here's the thing. All right, so I'm going to work under the assumption that the Mets are going to get Valdez. Whether you love it, 200 mil, we can debate that.
Whoever
or
it
back
is,
to
they're going
to
get a free agent starter, a top-tier free agent starter.
Yeah, now they still very well might get Schuble, but that is a deeper conversation. So forget about Schuble for now. So let's get Valdez. Let's go, obviously, McClain. If they don't trade for a Schuble, Sprode and Tong will factor in on some level. They might not trade Senga. I think Peterson gets a whiff of the rotation, for sure, to start. So I think what I would rather, yes, I do think Clay Holmes proved to be viable as a starter. I'm not surprised. Right. When the Mets signed him, I'm like, I kind of liked the move for the Mets. I liked it. But I do think that he'd be a better reliever. Now, this is all based on my assumption that there's going to be a massive upgrade to the Mets rotation. And by the way, if there's not a massive upgrade to the Mets rotation, you could bring back McDowell and a Roscoe. And it's not going to matter who's at the back end because
correct.
The front will not be good enough.
Didn't matter last year with Diaz.
True. So I'm assuming a massive upgrade. There's lock that in. Mets rotation is going to be miles better, which I believe will create the wiggle room to put Clay Holmes back in a role that he's already really good in, even though he was a pretty serviceable starter. You know what I mean? I'm not penalizing him as much as I'm acknowledging that I think McClain would be better, Valdez would be better, maybe Sprode could be better, Peterson over 30-plus starts could be better, and whomever you would put in front of Devin Williams, again, if Diaz is gone, I think Holmes would be better in the eighth inning than whomever would be there.
Jim is calling from the Jersey Shore. What's up, Jim?
Jim? Hello, Jim.
Jimmy?
All right, Jimmy's gone.
Mitchell is calling from Fort Lee. Mitchell?
Hello, BT. Hello, Sal. Hey, guys, you know, I wish you guys the best on your adventures. And, you know, what the time that I've called in with you guys, it's been fun. And, you know, I enjoy even when you guys, when I don't call in, you guys break my chops. Even especially BT would make fun of me on something. But it's been fun. And I look forward to talking to you guys in the future,
thank
guys.
Thank you, that's, Mitch. No doubt.
So I wish you the best. And, Sal, as a friendship, you know, I wish you also.
Yeah.
So getting to the end.
I appreciate it, Mitch. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now go clean his pool, Mitch.
You know, where are we at with the Christmas trees this year? I haven't had time to get it yet.
Sal, it's coming tomorrow. I'm bringing it there tomorrow morning.
No, we're good. Thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. So we're getting to the Yankees now, where you guys were talking. I just don't want Bellinger. I want Tucker also. The reason why I want is the problem with last year with the Yankees in the playoffs was it wasn't about the pitching. It was more about the offense. They don't have enough offense. And you put Bellinger at first base, and then you can put Tucker in left field. Then you really have more power in there, because otherwise, what's the advantage that we're going to from last year to this year? Nothing. We're going to bring back the same team? It doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. The pitching is there because you get Cole and you'll be fine there, but you don't have no hitting. What do you guys think about that? And the Yankees want to spend $760 million on Soto, so spend the money, Hal, and go do it. That's what the Yankees should do.
I love it. I mean, I don't think that they'll do that, but let's just walk through a little bit here. Here's why I don't think they will do it. I'm just jotting down a couple of quick things. Boom, here. All right, you got a little bit of this over there with Grisham. All right, so to do what Mitchell just said, let's say, let's settle on $35 million AAV for Kyle Tucker. Mm-hmm. Whether or not that's a debate, it's just to move forward. Kyle Tucker, 35 a year. And Mitchell said to bring back Bellinger as well. So it's Bellinger and Tucker. And let's go with Belly. Let's go 27 and a half. I'll be somewhat conservative. Okay. It's probably in the neighborhood. Do you think, this is all you have to ask yourself, Mitch, not whether or not it's a good baseball plan, it is, but do you think the Yanks will have the appetite for those two contracts in addition to Judge at $40 million, Cole at $36 million, Freed at $27 million, Rodon at $27 million, Grisham now at $22, Stanton already on the books at $22. Like, my answer is no. And Ryan McMahon at $16, like, those things add up. I don't think that they would do it.
Yeah, but that's why I call them the Bronze Bombers then, because the Dodgers would do it.
They're not the Dodgers.
I know, but they're the Yankees. Like, come on, what are we doing here? It shouldn't be unrealistic. And you say, well, why would you want another, you know, lefty, a couple of lefty bats, both play the outfield? Because you can put Bellinger at first and have Kyle Tucker in the outfield.
You don't have to sell me. Sell how?
Trade some of the younger guys. Now, I would even be okay with either Bellinger or Tucker and Kwan because it makes the Yankees a better lineup.
Love
we
it.
Have a leadoff hitter.
Love
but
it.
The point is they do need two of those type moves. I'm not just spending a ton of money. They need to change things up. Who's playing first base? Ben Wright's going to play first base every day? Come on. I don't think that that's the answer to make the Yankees better next year. Same thing with Jazz at second base. Are they going to be open to trading him? I hope that that's the case. What about Giancarlo Stanton? I would be open to moving on from him.
Yep.
McMahon at third, same thing. Yankees are a little bit of a mess right now. They need to clean things up. Left field, we don't know what's going on. Grisham is your center fielder at the moment. The Yankees have some issues here with that lineup.
They've got some issues, but here's where I think we temper the fears for those who are maybe getting out of control with where the Yankees are and where they will be in 2026. No matter what, all right? No matter what. Did you get the, don't throw in the town? Don't, yeah, come on.
No,
Apollo, you got
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
oh, that's
it,
great.
Yeah.
And he huffs down on his mouthpiece. He's got snots flying out of his nose.
Yeah.
No matter what. Yeah. All right, anyway. They've got a great pitching staff on paper.
Throw in the damn towel!
Yeah.
Throw in the damn towel!
God, when he died, that was the worst part. Honestly, when Apollo died. And how about the idiot doctor? He appears to be in very serious medical condition.
Right, but come on, that was
I mean, no crap, he's convulsing. But his legs are hopping in the air. He's not breathing, and you're holding his head like he's dead.
It's a great line that you remember, which, by the way, leads me to think of something. Like, you asked about acting and our roles.
Yeah.
How great would that have been? Like, Max Kellerman got to...
Yeah, he did.
Do a Rocky movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, for me...
And Max was the one who should have had that role as a boxing guy, no doubt.
But that's like a dream come true.
Yeah,
for
no.
me, it's being
well,
a part
I was already
of...
in a movie.
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking...
Problem is nobody saw it.
I was going to say, what was the name?
what was the name?
I want to be in a Sandler movie. Not Michael Kay. Dan Patrick has been in plenty of Sandler movies. Like, that's a dream.
Michael Kay was in a couple of movies, too.
It was Sandler movie or not?
I believe he was in one of those last Sandler movies.
You know, I'm tired of these other people living my dreams. I mean, what's going on here? How many people is a guy? What do I got to do here?
Let's see. Who's living your dream? Michael Kay. Who else we got here? Carton.
I'm not going to mention anybody else. According to reports, who knows else? But come on! No, I don't know. So was Kay? He was definitely.
He was. I've seen Michael in movies. God, what the heck was it?
Anyway, yeah, I do remember.
Either way,
you get the point. Sorry,
I definitely get the point. I almost forgot what my point was, but I didn't entirely. So, no matter what, just to quell the fears of anybody who thinks the Yankees will go in, you know, as the underdogs, and oh, they're going to win 85 games next year. No matter what, here we go. No matter what, the Yankees' rotation will be top three in baseball, and it's got a chance to be number one, and it's got a chance to be one of the best this century. That, to me, is undeniable, at least sitting here in early December, number one. Number two, they've got the absolute best player in baseball. Not a bad starting point. And they've got a lot of desirable assets. Now, I don't want to trade Schlittler. I don't want to trade some of these guys, right? But if it means that you get somebody that is somebody like Skeens or Scoop, you do. So I just, they've got resources that they haven't always had and players that some other teams desire. Sick rotation and Aaron Judge. It's a good starting point.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You've done the Santa Land experience before?
I'm sorry, do the what?
Santa Land at Macy's.
Where? I told you my experience.
Right, so I don't know if you've done that in recent years. When was the last time you went to the Santa Land?
That was before we moved into our home, so that we were still in the apartment, 2018. Kids okay. were basically, you
but,
know, they were babies.
But you just go to Santa Land whenever you want, yeah. and you're going to wait on the line and do the whole thing, which you kind of have to do with kids, right?
Yes, so you have to do it at least once.
Now they make it where you have to reserve your time. And the slots only open up 6 days in advance.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And you still have to go there and wait online. But so my wife and I, like, I'd love to go during the week, just didn't have the time to do it, obviously, between SNY.
That's going to change.
Well, who knows? Well, thank you, BT.
I might be there with you.
So we were trying to book it for this Saturday. And I know the last thing you want to do is go on a Saturday.
Yep.
So I had to set my alarm. Think about this for Santa Land. I had to set my alarm. A good point. Now I might be able to cancel it. We can do it during the week. I had to set my alarm 6:30 a.m. Monday morning, which is before I usually get up. I hate getting up early. I can't stand it.
I'm not a big fan of it either.
To go onto the Santa Land Macy's website to try to reserve this. So like a nut, the alarm goes off 6:27. I go sign in. I put in the passwords. Okay. Book the date. Refreshing. Try to get it. And I couldn't even pick the time I wanted, which was the earliest possible slot, 10 a.m. Wasn't available. I'm like, this is ridiculous here.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I'm up at 6:30 in the morning as soon as the day opens up, and I can't even get a spot. Ultimately, I went back like 10 minutes later just to see if anything was there, and there was a spot at like 3 p.m. And now, here's the problem. 3 p.m. I think the tree lighting is today, by the way.
Is it today? I thought it was always the first Tuesday.
One of the worst traffic days in the city.
Yeah, I love when it goes up. I always watch it.
Today's the third. Is the third. I believe it's getting lit today, which is going to be a problem.
I love it. I love the big tree.
You know, in person?
Love it. Yeah, I've been there a couple times.
Not the light that it lights. Now, we used to work at SNY. It was right down the block there.
Oh, that was awesome.
So
yeah.
I remember walking there. But even that, it's a one huge year, crowd.
Who was it? It was an SNY executive that actually, it wasn't the SNY building, which was right on the corner, as you well know, across from Radio City Musical, the old one. But there was somebody that gave my wife and I was pre-kids, my wife and I access to one of the offices that was right next to Rockefeller Center. So we actually watched it get lit from the window.
Look at you.
Yeah, well, it's been a while since that happened. But yeah. I think that's the last time I spoke to
anyway, SNY. Anyway, I'm embracing, or not embracing, I'm bracing myself.
That's the better word.
For the chaos that is going to ensue Saturday.
Dude.
But for little Sammy, I'm doing anything. And she's excited to see Santa Claus. So if I have to wait on line for a few hours. Point is, I can't just show up. I'd love to show up, be the first person in line on Saturday and get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Now I have to go by appointment only, so we'll probably go see the tree Saturday and then go do Santa Land.
Rookie move doing it on a weekend, number
one. What am I supposed to do?
Come on, I told you, you're going to have some free time. Yeah, go during the week.
I mean, you know.
That's the honest answer. I hear it.
But that is viable.
All right. So let me tell you my experience, mm-hmm. which was one of the worst ever. And I love this stuff. I love Christmas. I love the music. I can't wait to make the fish, you know, on Christmas Eve. I love everything about the holidays. Absolutely. I put Christmas. We're going to basketball practice. Christmas music is being played in Daddy's car. Because they want it.
After Thanksgiving or before?
After. Okay. After. Actually, Colt asked me before Thanksgiving. I'm like, it's a little bit early. As soon as Thanksgiving hits, we'll put it on. Boom. So, yeah, this had to be 2018 because we are living in, we've got a condo. Both kids were born and my in-laws are in from Dallas, right? And we're sitting there on the couch. I'm watching college football, whatever the hell I'm watching. And I looked up and I went December of 2018. Just to have the, it was Saturday, December 22nd. And one of my in-laws, well, my wife goes, hey, let's go see Santa. And I'm like, oh, that sounds great. We'll go to the mall. I'm thinking maybe, you know, we'll go to the real Macy's during the week, whatever. They're crafting a plan to go at that moment. I go like this. I go, whoa. I'm sitting there in sweatpants, basically like Al Bundy eating whatever. I mean, I said, you think we're going now on December 22nd? And by the way, Sal, it's not like it's 7 o'clock in the morning at this point. It's the middle of the day. Yeah, half the day is done.
The last time to go.
It's at like, it's 1:40, which means we got to take strollers. And we used to live like by Weehawken, right? Get on the freaking ferry. Get on the ferry bus. Go cross town. Go to Macy's. I think that they're joking. An hour later, we're out the door. We're going. I was in that line for 4.5 hours to meet Santa.
No.
And the crazy thing is,
you think I'm in for that 4.5 hours? No.
It seems like they've kind of streamlined the process a bit, which, you know, you have to make
2 hours, maybe.
Yeah, 2 hours. 4.5 hours. I was losing my mind. I had to go to the bathroom. I was just the worst. And the worst part is that the only one that remembers it is us. The kids don't remember it. They were too young.
I know.
Now, Sammy's,
at least, she's four years old.
Yeah. She'll remember maybe remnants of the day, little snapshots here, little visuals.
Well, we get to take video and pictures.
They were little. Yeah, true.
She'll be into it. Even if she doesn't remember it moment for moment, she'll enjoy it enough. We're not just strolling her up there in a baby stroller.
Yeah, my daughter literally was a baby, and Colt was not even 3 years old at this point.
Yeah, that sounds like a mistake on your part.
Was miserable.
BT and Sal, the Fan, 888-808-1019. Limo driver Ed is calling from Newark, New Jersey. What's up, limo driver?
Hey, guys. Happy holidays to you and your beautiful family. Hey, one thing is my wife, you guys were saying the best thing beyond being married is that she chose me out of all the guys. Well, you know, guys are just, you know, doing her lifestyle. And that was the greatest thing. And giving me two beautiful, intelligent kids.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? That's one of the greatest things about being married. You know that, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, listen, guys. Three players on the Mets. I don't want that. I don't want Sanger because he gets hurt too much and what his issues are. Huh? Pete, it's time to change the core, man. You know, Pete's there and he disappears at the end of the year. I can't have that no more. I'm done. It's time to change the core up. And Diaz, I mean, every time the guy goes up, man, what it takes him like 9 guys to get through. I can't keep biting my fingernails every time. You know, it's time. It's time to change the core.
So you don't want Pete and Diaz. You don't want either of them
back. Or Sanger.
I don't want him, man.
I don't want him.
Hey, listen, you talk about all these other players. Well, it's going to cost money. It's going to take money. And listen, it's time to change.
I'm fine with that. You know what, little driver, Ed? I can see, and thank you for the call. I can see. Now, I do want Pete Alonso back because I don't see the Mets being able to replace his power. I don't believe they're real players for Kyle Schwarber. But if you're going to just rip the Band-Aid off and go all in on changing up the whole team, you know what? Hard to argue that when you haven't had any success. It's not the 1986 Mets that they're breaking up here. Team hasn't won. So you're holding on for what? Oh, we can't live without Nemo. Oh, we can't live without Diaz. Why not? You haven't done anything with these guys. You've done squat, as a matter of fact. With that being said, I don't think the Mets become a better team overnight, losing both Alonso and Edwin Diaz.
Okay. I'm definitely open to them moving on from Pete. I've said that for a long time. Obviously, I mean, Sanger is fairly inconsequential, but the only thing that I'll say about that is he's going to be less relied upon. Like, if the Mets do what I fully expect them to do, and that's go out and get a couple of horses up top, Valdez, and obviously a full year from McClain, all the things we've hit, you're just less dependent on Sanger. So if he misses the usual 7-8, well, usually more than that, but the hamstring gets tight or the shoulder's barking or he's got to get the extra rest or he's soft and complaining, whatever it might be, I think you can work around that because you don't need him. So I don't need to trade him, but I don't need to keep him. So I'm a little less committed there. Diaz, listen, Diaz has had two great years with the Mets, maybe three.
He's also had a couple of bad years. 2022 was great. 2021, better than it was in 19 and 20, certainly.
2019 is the area was almost six. And then 2021 was like three.
2022, 2024, 2025.
Yeah, I mean, in 2024, his ERA was 3.5. Mm-hmm. And in 2021, his ERA was 3.5, not to mention the almost 6 his first year. That was obviously an anomaly. Well,
2022, though, was all-time
no
great.
No question.
And then even since coming back from the injury, still very good.
I agree. This is not downgrading him to somebody who's no longer useful at all. I think he's terrific. I think he's one of the top closers in baseball. But I do think there's been a little inflation by Met fans as to what he's done from day one as a Met. You know, he hasn't been on lock with, like, you know, 40-plus saves and ERAs in the two and whips in the high nines or low ones from day one. He's had a couple of tumultuous seasons. So if there was a better path without Diaz or potentially better path, all I'm saying is I would be open to exploring it from the Mets' perspective. And, you know, I don't want to give him 5 years. I don't think he's worth that. So I got to see how much he wants to stay with me. I'm not saying a team-friendly deal because he's a free agent. He's very good. He's going to get money. But if he's adamant on five and the Mets don't want to do it and they let him bounce, I'm not going to get mad at him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Started the show talking about the Giants, and really it's not about anything that Joe Shane said yesterday. It's more about what the people above Joe Shane decide to do about Joe Shane. And at this point, I don't know how anybody can continue to support him based on what he's done. It's nothing personal. It's based on the track record. You saw Joe Shane and what he could try to do to build a team. He had 4 years to do it. It progressively got worse. So at this point, it's above him, and I don't know any way, shape, or form how anybody could let him decide who, in fact, is going to be the next head coach to lead the way. So we'll see what happens after the season with the Giants. Obviously, a lot of baseball hot stove. Ton of intrigue there as well. And we didn't really dive into Alonso here. Is your feeling on Alonso changing as we get closer to the winter meetings as far as the Mets bringing him back? Or where do you feel? Yeah, we've heard some crumbs out there about Alonso and the Red Sox. It doesn't seem like they're going to be all in. Mm-hmm. Do you think the market will be to a point where Alonso will have a significantly better offer that would make it worth it leaving the Mets?
Yes. I think it's going to be far more robust than it was a year ago. Now, the question is that first, is that kind of offer out there? And as I just said, I believe it will be. Now, I don't mean like 7, 8, 9 years, but like 5 years, maybe a sixth. Six, maybe five, I would almost guarantee. And I think at that point, well, number one, the Mets got a tough decision. And I think at that point, you know, a very tough decision. And I could see them going either way. And both ways could be justified. Letting them go or, you know, doubling down and saying, all right, big boy, you can hit behind Soto again. Go do your thing. I could really understand both ways. I would let him walk myself. I really do think the Red Sox are going to be aggressive for him. I do. And if they are, and I saw something, was it, who the heck, no, wasn't Heyman, maybe Rosenthal? All these kind of stories bleeding, you know what I mean? But I think it was Rosenthal who said that he thinks, and this is fairly recent, within the last couple of days, he thinks that the Red Sox could make a play for both Pete and Bregman, which is something that we talked about, surmised weeks ago.
I don't know why, and I could be underestimating. I don't see that robust market developing. And maybe that's Boris's genius behind the scenes with Alonso. I can't imagine Pete Alonso being more valuable to any other team. Yeah, the circumstances have changed a little bit from where we were a year ago. Pete had a big year. There's no qualifying offer attached. I can't imagine it's going to change that drastically from when he couldn't even get any crumbs last offseason to now all of a sudden people waking up being like, you know what? Let's give Pete Alonso 6 years. I just have a outside of the Mets and the Mets maybe extending a year beyond the average offer or where the market is at. I just don't see it, especially the Red Sox.
Okay, but here's the thing. Here's why I disagree a little bit. Mm-hmm. Because so this year, the circumstances are different. All right, you want to tell me like the qualifying offer, big damn deal. But I think that on some level dissuades a lot of people. I do. So that's number one. Number two, think about where we were sitting last year because we were diagnosing this every day as well, along with the Soto stuff and some other serious stuff for both of these teams. Last year, going into this year, he had to dispel the notion that he wasn't morphing into a hitter that was going to hit 217 and 220 moving forward. That he basically wasn't becoming Dave Kingman overnight. Because early on, we know this, as a rookie, 270, couple of 260s, like a functional, a very, you know, modern day baseball, a very good batting average for that kind of prolific power. And then he just dropped off the radar. I know the RBIs went down as well. That was an anomaly, and I don't think that worried too many people. But the batting average, even though it's an antiquated stat, if you're hitting 220 versus 260, now that is a massive difference in terms of perception. So when you couple that, Sal, with the absence of the QO, I think it's going to be much more desirable, and I do think he's going to get that fifth year.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. John is calling from Spring Lake, New Jersey. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, guys. Congratulations. I mean, great run in terms of the show. It's always appreciative to have guys like you who are passionate about local teams provide your insights. So, best of continued success wherever you land.
And by the way, thank you. And by the way, you know what I love? Spring Lakes. Have you ever been to Spring Lakes?
Like, I have not.
It's got the old Irish money out there. You don't say that too
where
often.
Where is that? Far from
New Jersey.
Okay.
Great
BC
spot.
Is the reason why we call it the bubble. So it's a great place to be.
What? Only Irish people?
No, we're not going to discriminate. But no, it's definitely old Irish money. I love Spring Lake. It's beautiful. I've been there a couple times. What's going on, man?
So mark the day on the calendar. 12/1/25 is Liberation Day for my family. I ended 60 years of being a season ticket holder for the Jets.
Wow.
Yeah, 60 years. I can remember when my dad would drive like a little Plymouth Duster to Shea Stadium. He was too cheap to park there, and we had to park on Roosevelt Boulevard and take the 7 train and a couple of stops. So it's been a long run, but it was time to end the relationship. But I'll always bleed green. I think the thing that and also, too, on that note, I don't know if you – you can't cancel your credit card on the auto renew, either the New York Jets app website or the app. So, which is kind of, it's very frustrating. You actually have to speak with your ticket rep.
Yeah, they rope you in. They make it hard, like everybody else in the world.
Yeah, they make
tough.
It hard. It's unbelievable. And I think, you know, what you guys might be missing, I know you don't like to get political, but I think the thing you're missing with, you know, free agents coming to any one of the four major sports teams is, why, if you're a free agent, why would you want to come to this area? I mean, you've got incompetent politicians in Trenton, Albany, New York City. You got crime through the roof, taxes. I mean, outside of the outlier contracts like Judge or you know, Soto, why would you come here?
Well, I got to tell you here, John, listen, that's a much deeper question, which I have no problem talking about, although I'm not going to really get into it here. I hear you, but I don't fully hear you. Because I've said for years that I don't think New York is that desirable. And I'm not even talking about, you know, what happened with the mayor or up in Albany. And there's real elements there for sure. Again, could do that on a different platform. I'm talking about the weather. I'm talking about the taxes. I'm talking about the traffic. I'm talking about the pollution. I'm talking about everything is hard here. And, you know, I don't know, maybe because I'm from here and I love it. And the same with you. We put up with it. We're a little more tolerable. But, I mean, if you're not from here and you've got equal offers and you can go live in a state with no or different income tax and better weather, and I'm just throwing out a number, say a $2.5 million home here is like a $6 million home somewhere else, and that is the case in a lot of places, well then those other places could be and should be more desirable on some level, politics aside.
Well, you think about it from a free agent perspective. You can choose where you want to raise your family, have your career, all those different things. So if the offers are equal or close to that, then I agree with him saying why. For me personally, it's hard because I'm from here, my family's here.
100%. We love the energy.
It's not all things equal. If everything were equal and I could move my entire family to a different spot, I would do it.
You got to bring the bagels, the pizza. You got to bring some real stuff with us.
But even that, I'd rather eat healthy and not even deal with that. I don't want to deal with the traffic anymore. I'm tired of it. So so New York progressively, it feels like it's gotten worse. Now I don't know other spots. I'm sure there are more desirable locations to live in, certainly weather-wise at the very least.
Absolutely.
So if I'm a free agent, I'm thinking, well, why do I want to go deal with New York and all the nonsense and get the morons on the radio yelling at us and the media and the fans are nasty? Why would I want to deal with that when I could go to San Diego, whatever, pick a spot?
Well, I understand what you're saying.
If all things are equal, I'm doing the same job that I love to do, playing baseball in the big league.
Less pressure,
easy peasy, less taxes, whatever it may be, and I could build a huge home, be in space, so you don't not have to worry about the traffic. There are more desirable locations than New York as far as that goes. The reason or the lure of New York is if you care about what you're doing and you're passionate about what you're doing and you don't look at it as just a job, there's no better place to have success here. Because Jalen Brunson could go have success with the T-Wolves and have a great life in Minnesota. And I'm just picking that spot. It came into my head. He's not going to be what he is here in New York and revered as a New York sports. It's just not going to mean as much in Minnesota as it does here or whatever. Pick a spot.
I'm with you. The other thing I think you have to throw in here, you know, I've used the term. I remember Teek and I first started talking about this years ago, where Madison Avenue has been mobile forever now. I'm going to use Reggie as an example, right? So the Yankees get to the World Series in 76. They're playing the big red machine. They get swept 4-0. Obviously, the Yankees didn't have Reggie at that point. And then that year, they go out that offseason, go out, they get Reggie Jackson. Now, obviously, George paid a ton of money. We know that. But, you know, for Reggie Jackson to come to this city in 1977, the marketing opportunities were never going to be there with the A's and the Orioles, his two former teams. It just wasn't going to happen. So you almost, on some level, needed to be here. Are you telling me that? Now, eventually, it kind of led to their demise. But think about Doc and Darryl when they're coming up, the milk commercials, being on buses. Yeah. Are they going to have that kind of profile playing for the Orioles? Probably not. No. So you kind of had to come here to get those extra endorsements, the Rolexes, the suits, whatever it might be, the cars. You know, Clyde Frazier with the cars that he used to drive in the 70s. Like, you needed New York to maximize your off-the-court or off-the-field worth. You don't need that anymore. You don't need to be here to make that money.
David is calling from Yonkers. What's up, David?
Hey, just on a personal note, I'm really going to miss listening to you guys on a fairly recent transplant to the area. And I moved here when you folks started the show together. And you were a real lifeline for me when I moved here. And I just really treasured listening to you for the last
Thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, bro.
I really mean it. And the second thing is, if you don't mind me getting back to Bill Belichick for a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I think BP was talking about it earlier, that he did a terrible job of building a staff. It's only the last 3 or 4 years in New England.
Yes.
And from what I'm reading, he's doing the same sort of hiring friends and family down in North Carolina. And I think, you know, I think
He shows really poor judgment in terms of how he selects staff, and you could also say how he selects significant others as well. I think that would be a real detriment.
I wouldn't say that about his girlfriend. I do think she's been a distraction. I wouldn't say that he's picked the wrong one. He's happy, and that's what matters for him. Listen, picking a staff is, and these are things that I never really thought about, like when I was younger. Just get me the coach. The coach will figure it out. Yeah, I mean, there's only a couple of Bill Parcells and Pat Rileys and guys like that, right? So or young Buck Showalters with that kind of a mind. So you do need to build out a staff. And I ask you, with Bill Belichick, and again, I don't think there's much of a chance at all that he'll be the head coach of the Giants. But even if he wanted to do it and the Giants wanted him to do it, most of the people that he's worked with during his best years have other jobs. So unless they're, you bring McDaniels, he's going to leave Vrabel and Drake May to come here? I don't think so.
No.
You know, Matt Patricia, when he's in the right role, I don't know. Mayo, I don't think that would really be very realistic, and I think he'd have to reach with the staff.
I know, but
would be a bad thing.
But I think now we're getting so nitpicky. I'm not minimizing the importance of a staff, but come on now. I mean, what are we doing? So it's like the Mets with the base coach. Yeah, Antoine Richardson. Oh, how are they going to survive without the first base coach? Nobody even knew who the hell he was until Soto stole 30 bases. Oh, my God.
Almost 42.
How could this happen?
He's good, Sal.
Okay, so now it's not about the manager anymore. It's not about the players. It's about the first base coach. And in this particular case, well, it's not about Bill Parcells, Bill Belichick. It's about his staff. Like, what are we doing here? He's the head coach. He should be able to figure out his staff. I'm not minimizing the importance of having a good staff around you, but you tell me Belichick, in all his years in coaching, can't find a competent offensive and defensive coordinator or one that he can teach on the go and maybe be a little bit more hands-on to try to develop one of those guys?
Yeah, I mean, he's 73, 74. I don't know how much time I want to waste developing a staff.
You know, also,
I want it to be ready. Let's go get that puppy out of the microwave. Let's start winning from day one.
Also, it could be appealing because you could be hired under him and know that when he eventually retires, maybe you could be the next guy. That would be an appealing thing as well. BT and Sal on the Fan. More your calls. We come back. One more hour to play with. 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.